at the White House, a little sound of the press yesterday, yelling at the president and going in and out of some meetings.
Thank you very much.
The guy that used to also have to wave off the press and answer a few questions once in a while, Sean Spicer, joins me now.
And now, 5 good minutes.
The book is from Sean Spicer, and it is called The Briefing. He joins me on News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Sean, I appreciate your time. Good morning.
Hey, thanks, Bill. I appreciate it. It's good to virtually be back in Cleveland.
I love politics. I love stories. I love presidents, and I love writing and reading about them. Your story, let me take you right to Cleveland. I'm on Radio Row, and I'm just the morning show in Cleveland, Ohio. But even I noticed after a couple days, the establishment was nowhere to be found. They had their heads down if they showed up. Kasich's not even there. You kind of had a strange feeling while you're in Cleveland. Take me to Cleveland. Tell me some stories.
I actually, there's a great story in the book about what was going on the convention floor. But first of all, I would just say, you know, what a great host Cleveland was. It was just the people there. For me, I wasn't just the convention. We were obviously back and forth there a lot as we planned for that convention. I was so impressed with that city and its people. They were so excited to host a convention. As you're well aware, the city doesn't exactly lean Republican, but they understood what a great opportunity that was. And I talk in the book about going to Cleveland and some of the stuff that happened on the floor. It was an interesting time. I mean, think about this. You're going to a convention. I'd been, obviously, to a few conventions in the past, and there's this huge movement afoot before the convention even starts by a group of people to open up the floor and open up to allowing another candidate names be placed in nomination. And so it was historic in so many ways, not because of what happened, but almost because of the lead-up, this idea. I mean, I joke in the book that when we were going into the previous convention in Tampa, we have this thing called the Rules Committee that meets prior to the convention, and I'm writing in the book, I go, you know, I think we had like 10 requests for media credentials the week before the convention starts, where a lot of the rules and procedures get laid out.
Right.
And here we go into Cleveland, and we have like 300 requests. and it was just fascinating because they all wanted to cover the nuances. Was there going to be a petition? There was a petition being circulated to whether or not we let additional candidates be placed in the nomination, whether we abandon the rules or modify the rules that had been used in the last convention. And the cool thing about the book, and I appreciate your interest in politics because there were so many things where I wanted to make sure that these stories didn't get lost
right.
in history.
Right.
And it was so fast-paced. Just whether it was the convention, the general election, the debates, the transition, and that part of why I really wanted to write this book, I mean, there's a few reasons, but one of them is because, you know, all of these stories, and one of them deals with the floor in Cleveland and what was going on down there, is that if we don't tell them and put them down, then at some point 10 years from now, I was going to say, well, remember, what was it that happened?
Right.
And so I really wanted to make sure that those things got captured.
The book is The Briefing. Sean Spicer with me on WTAM 1100. Okay, I love the inside stuff. Look, the Democrats, you got Bernie Sanders winning the primaries, but he's not winning the delegates. The whole thing was fixed going in for Hillary Clinton. Meanwhile, the Republicans, we saw it here in Cleveland, almost the stun that the quote-unquote establishment felt, and you touch on that really several times in the book.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I wrote this book, The Briefing, because I wanted people to understand what was happening behind the scenes. And there are these, and I literally call it The Briefing for a reason, because it's a way of letting people know what's going on. And there were all of these different, you know, before the debates, before the convention, here's, you know, the exchanges that are happening and the environment and the mood and the activity, and so all of these different things. There was nothing that was boring or quiet or I mean, it was just so transformative and historical in so many ways. If you're a political, if you're a history buff, if you're political, whatever it is, I mean, there's so many people that now politics has become pop culture for that. I get asked all the time on the road, tell me what it was like behind the scenes,
right?
And these things. And so I loved the opportunity to write The Briefing because it gave me that opportunity.
The book is The Briefing, maybe Common Ground, a TV show. Let me get you out here on this. Every administration's micro analysis of the early days, every administration makes missteps. It seems like this one made more than normal, or was it just the media being so analytical?
Wow, that's a good question. I think it's a mixed bag. I think that if you look at, right, if you think about every president before has been a politician, you know, Obama was a United States Senator, Bush was a governor, Clinton was a governor. In other words, they come to office with a team and a staff that has worked with them, with many even worked with each other, worked with the president at the time. This was a disruptive president who brought people who didn't run a conventional campaign by any standards, meaning there wasn't a big group of people that that he brought to Washington with him that had been part of the campaign. It was a pretty bare bones campaign in the traditional sense. So there was a lot of getting to know each other, getting to know the president. And frankly, this president didn't come to Washington to kind of continue what had been done in the past. He wanted real results and wanted them as soon as possible. And therefore, there was a lot of disruption going on.
Sean's book, The Briefing, great read. Sean, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Bill. It's been great to be back in Cleveland.